Brad Marr, a fine artist from Omaha, has a big imagination and loves to explore the mysteries of life and space through his art. His work has been shown locally and nationally at venues such as the Pet Shop Gallery, Split Gallery, and the Sioux City Arts Center. Marr graduated from the University of Nebraska in 2010 while working as a resident technician at the Bema Center for Contemporary Arts, where he learned even more about creating art. After finishing school, he was forced to hibernate as an artist for a while.
My story is 9/11 kind of changed a lot of things for a lot of people, especially for nonprofits, including the Bema Center. Sort of downsized at that time, and a lot of the staff was let go, and so I was included in that. So I've been hibernating for the last 20 years in the restaurant business.
For six of those years, he and his wife even ran their own restaurant. But then something big changed everything for Marr again, getting him out of his hibernation.
Sort of life-changing thing happened with the pandemic. A lot of us were without jobs, and at that time, it kind of really made a lot of people think about their purpose and what brings them joy and passion, and art has always given that to me. And so that's when I started creating again. And so I've been creating a lot since then and had a lot of group and solo exhibitions.
When he was ready to return to his career as an artist, he noticed that the art scene for visual artists in Omaha had transformed compared to 20 years ago.
What I found the second time around, presently there is a lot more. There's a lot of really great artists in Omaha, a lot of great opportunities in Omaha and regionally, and with the way things are, I mean, even nationally, internationally, you can get recognized and exposed. So it's just a whole new world.
When he resumed the passion he had since childhood, he found his current artistic style, which will be shown on his next show called Murmurations.
I predominantly make acrylic paintings. I utilize metal leaf into the work. With the show coming up is more abstract work. You know, I have corrective eyewear. When I take it off, everything's blurry, so it allows me to see things in like orbs or dots, you know? And so that's sort of the dots that you'll see on the paintings in the show. I would try to create the energy or the vibe of an environment. In this example, birds, because murmurations are the flocking of birds during migration. You know, when they cluster together, they come apart in the skyline, sort of rhythm and flow. And I really enjoy that dance that they have in the sky. And I just think it's a wonderful example of our universe at work.
The opening reception for Murmurations solo exhibit by Marr is this afternoon at Ming Toy Gallery in Benson. More information at mingtoygallery.com. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.